Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
8P Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A man accused of shooting at a church in Tennessee is now charged with first-degree murder. Chief Sterling Owen says police think they know how Jim Adkison brought the gun into that building.
We, of course, recovered the 12-gauge shotgun. It had been brought into the church inside of a guitar case.
The shooting happened during a children's performance Sunday. No children were hurt. Adkison reportedly targeted the congregation because of its support of liberal ideas. With oil trading at less than $125 a barrel, gas prices nationwide are starting to come down. This is oil analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices fell nearly 12 cents in the past 2 weeks. And the average for regular is now just a tiny smidgen under $4 per gallon.
Well, it's not just lower oil prices. People are starting to drive less. The federal government says Americans drove 9.6 billion fewer miles in May of 2008 than a year ago. That's the third largest monthly drop in 66 years. While that may be helping family budgets, it could be hurting the government's ability to fix the roads you drive on. The Transportation Department says the drop in driving miles indicates the federal gas tax may no longer be sufficient to finance roads, bridges, and other transportation systems. Not a lot of relief from the hot weather in California as firefighters battle several blazes. Crews are trying to contain a wildfire near an entrance to Yosemite National Park that has destroyed 12 homes. Meantime, in Southern California, about 4,000 visitors were evacuated Sunday from the Los Angeles Zoo. Los Angeles fire spokesman Mark Storms.
The main concern was the condor breeding facility, which is located on the west end of the park. And at that point, the fire only got within about 1,000 feet of that.
The brush fires that spread through Griffith Park has been contained. No injuries were reported. The problem was water, too much of it in Ruidoso, New Mexico. 350 people were evacuated from their homes there. They have been allowed to return to their homes today. This is AP Radio News. Well, now that Barack Obama has returned to the U.S., he's shifting his focus from foreign policy to the economy. He's meeting today with economic advisors in Washington. John McCain now says he supports a proposed ballot initiative in his home state that would prohibit affirmative action policies in state and local governments. A decade ago, he called a similar effort divisive. Exercise may be good for your brain as well as for your heart.
Exercise and physical fitness have been shown to slow age-related brain cell death in healthy older adults. But it's not clear whether exercise helps avoid brain damage or if brain-damaged people have less ability to exercise. The study was conducted by University of Kansas Medical Center researchers. They looked at the connection between fitness and brain volume in more than 100 people over 60. I'm Sophia Manos.
Police in Kalamazoo, Michigan were able to get their man, who was reportedly carrying a gun in the street, by looking in a trash can. A police dog alerted them to it. I'm Diane Kepley.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. It's 10 for 10 through September 15th at Casino Arizona. 10 people will win $10,000 each. Play slots, cards, or Keno to win. The next big cash encounter could be yours. Casino Arizona.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on Big Tobacco and enforced a multi-billion-dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for County Attorney.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Jeff Ferries here. You know, it's so hot that all the water buffalo at the zoo have evaporated. Birds have to pick up worms with potholders. If you need cooling off, hey, call Parker & Sons. As winner of the BBB Torch Award for Ethics, Parker's the only company I'll use. If your AC's acting up or you're having a plumbing problem, then call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. For cool service at hot prices, that's 602-2, then REPAIR. For Parker and Sons.
The campaign trail, a major...
The media news cycle. It's a cheap, cheesy, sensationalist process run by shallow, ratings-obsessed idiots.
But in a Fox exclusive...
Used to stir up the most pointless nonsense and to bring out the absolute worst in the American voter and those they elect. Say no to the media news cycle. Equip yourself with the truth on the official station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Looks like maybe it has begun happening. Our most dreaded fears. Right-wingers with guns coming after people because they are liberal. Welcome, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Knoxville. Knoxville, Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee. The police say that a man accused of a shooting... This is Duncan Mansfield writing for the Associated Press that a man accused of a shooting that killed two people at a Tennessee church targeted the congregation because of its liberal social stance. The Knoxville News takes it even farther. He wrote a four-page letter, which he left in his car. Apparently, he thought this was going to be death by cop. He went in and killed at least one man and was attempting to kill others. And left behind what apparently would have been a suicide letter. And he wrote of his hatred of, quote, liberals in general as well as gays. Now, this is a Unitarian church that had just put out a sign saying that they were welcoming their gay brothers and sisters to the church. And when you look at the kind of, and when you listen to the kind of rhetoric that has been going on year after year, day after day, year after year, for nearly two decades now, vilifying liberals. This is a guy who was out of work. He's 58 years old. He was blaming liberals for his terrible situation in life. And he's got people like, well, here's Michael Savage.
You know. Liberalism is, in essence, the HIV virus.
Liberalism is, in essence, the HIV virus. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got Falwell and Robertson saying, you know, well, because of liberal behaviors, 9/11, was predictable. In fact, we deserved it, you know. We're to blame. The liberals are to blame for 9/11.
Matt, I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
And Pat Robertson.
Well, I totally concur. And the problem is we have adopted that agenda at the highest levels of our government, and so we're responsible as a free society for what the top people do, and the top people, of course, the court system.
Yeah, and then Pat Robertson tried to take it on and say, and it's not just the liberals, it's the Supreme Court. And since then, they've added Mr. Roberts and Mr. Alito, of course, and all kinds of marvelous things have gone on. So this shooting, I mean, are we seeing the 1960s repeated? This is just absolutely bizarre. And it's like people don't understand or remember even, you know, what being a liberal means. You know, what this is all about. I mean, you know, what do these words even mean? This, where does it go? I mean, John Kennedy talked about this when he was running for president in 1960.
What do our opponents mean when they apply to us the label liberal? If by liberal they mean, as they want people to believe, someone who is soft in his policies abroad, who is against local government, and who is unconcerned with the taxpayer's dollar, then the record of this party and its members demonstrate that we are not that kind of liberal. But if by a liberal they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights and their civil liberties, someone who believes that we can break through the stalemate and suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad, if that is what they mean by a liberal, then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
John Kennedy, in the fall of 1960, speaking before the Liberal Party, actually, in New York City. We really need to reclaim this word. I'm telling you, it's and re-educate people about what it means. You know, what does the word liberal mean? How do we define this? For example, a couple of news stories here today. Just to provide hooks for this whole thing. The first from the Financial Times. Today's Financial Times. The headline, New Asia Antitrust Laws Pose a Threat to M&A. Capital M, ampersand, capital A. Now, you will recall, before 1980, we had a lot of medium-sized companies in the United States. We didn't have any, or very many, huge industrial behemoths that absolutely dominated entire industries right across the board. You know, there was no Microsoft that basically owned the software business. There wasn't a small handful of banks that owned the banking business. By the way, let me just toss in, I think that a good chunk of this savings and loans, we already went through that, the S&L crisis. A good chunk of this mortgage crisis and a good chunk of this banking crisis is going to be viewed, is being used by these industries for consolidation. I shared with you last week a story from the Financial Times which said this is a great opportunity for consolidation. In other words, mergers and acquisitions, M&A, mergers and acquisitions, making the big fish bigger and destroying the middle-sized fish and the little fish. Well, China and India are having nothing to do with it. In today's Financial Times, tough antitrust laws that take effect in China this week and India later this year could delay or thwart high-profile cross-border mergers and acquisitions. Lawyers and business executives have warned. Oh, they're very worried about this. Keep in mind, Microsoft was punished in the European Union for antitrust violations, for being a monopoly. They were charged with that. They fought it for years and years. They ended up paying some fines, as I recall. I don't recall how it was all resolved, or even if it has been resolved, frankly. But they were charged with this. And what this article says is that China and, well, here, I'll quote it. China and India are implementing regimes based on the European Union model, covering anti-competitive agreements, abuses of dominance, and merger control. Lawyers and executives believe China and India's thresholds for merger filings are too low. Of course, America, you know, and likely to ensnare global deals that would have little effect on competition. They fear enforcement agencies in every country will lack the resources and expertise to quickly deal with complex merger issues. Well, maybe these countries are just protecting themselves. Maybe that's what countries should be doing. The fact that the United States, ever since Reagan came into office for the last 30 years, has not been protecting ourselves from large predatory corporations, but instead has thrown the door open. I mean, keep in mind, when Reagan came into office, there were fewer than 300 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. Today, there are over 30,000. I mean, this is an absolute sea change. Here's the other story that I think ties all this stuff together. This is from the Oregonian. It was an AP story. Larry Margasek wrote it. The headline, Food Industry Bit by Lobbying Win. And it's about this incredible irony that the food industry, well, here, quoting from the story, the food industry pressured the Bush administration years ago to limit the paperwork companies would have to keep to help U.S. health investigators quickly trace produce that sickens consumers. In other words, the FDA was saying that there should be an electronic identifying tag put on every case or every pallet of food product at its point of origin. And as it's shipped, that RFID chip, basically, like they have on clothing, basically. This is standard operating principles in every other part of the retail sector. Clothing, computers, electronics, books, they've all got these little tags on them, and particularly at the pallet level. And every time it gets broken down, put into another package, that package has to have that number on it. So if you got a bad jalapeno, you could know within 5 minutes. You call the store and say, what's the RFID number on that package? And boom, you know where that came from. It's increasingly looking like it all came from Mexico. But it's taken 1,300 sick people in 43 states to figure that out. Why? Because the food industry lobbied Washington, D.C. And, as the AP story says, the Bush administration also killed a plan to require the industry to maintain electronic tracking records. Republicans and companies said these are too burdensome. Yeah.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWNGOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office, we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded two solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs. And we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. We invest our time finding the latest in outdoor products and great places to visit so you can spend your time enjoying the lakes and rivers of beautiful Arizona. Pick up Arizona Boating and Water Sports at hundreds of outdoor retailers around the valley and state, or visit azbw.com today. Arizona Boating and Water Sports is a locally and family-owned publication matching retailers to outdoor enthusiasts who truly love playing in the beauty Arizona has to offer. For affordable advertising and classified advertising, in print or online, visit azbw.com today. That's azbw.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
We work, we play, we lean in the step. We worry about tomorrow, today. We laugh, cry, cuss, and pray. Trying to matter to somebody.
Past the hour. You know, what is the real source of this? What's at the bottom of why things are so bad? And here's this guy goes into this church, and because he's going to shoot some liberals, and he kills a guy, and he shoots a bunch of people with shotgun pellets, and you know they've arrested him now, but he's out to kill some liberals. Because he believes that liberals are responsible for his not having a job and for the world, you know, not going the way he wants it to go. He feels like a victim. When you look at the history of how countries become prosperous and how they maintain that prosperity, there is something that absolutely jumps out at you. And it is that there's this very, very simple history. I'm going to condense 400 years of economic history into about a paragraph here. Countries start out agricultural in, you know, using modern society metaphors. They start out growing things. England in the 1500s had nothing but sheep. Their only industry was wool. That was it. Countries start out agricultural. They then build infrastructure. This started, Henry VII actually began this. He erected tariffs and began building industry in the United Kingdom. He built roads, he built bridges, he was transporting power to the extent that they had power. It was principally coal, and he was investing in human infrastructure and schools and hospitals and housing. This is all the infrastructure that's necessary for business. And then you've got the economic infrastructure. You've got basically saying building around the country, putting a barrier around the country called tariffs, saying we will, if manufactured goods from another country are coming into our country, we're going to charge a tax on them. Why? So that if they're made domestically, they'll be cheaper. Why? To encourage people to make them domestically so that we will end up with industry within our own country. The British did this in the 17th century, in the 16th and 17th century, and they did it so effectively that they became a major industrial power. The United States did this in the 18th century, in the 1700s. In the very late 1700s, in fact, it was Alexander Hamilton who laid out the idea for it in an address to Congress in 1791. And these policies were put into place in the late 1790s, during the Adams administration. And then also during the Jefferson administration. And we had tariffs that averaged from 20% to 50% in the United States steadily from the founding of this country right up until the 1980s. This is Friedrich Lis, the German philosopher, the German economist, in 1844 wrote a book about this in which he attacked the idea of free trade. That was the word he used. He said the people who were supporting free trade were trying to kick the ladder out from underneath developing countries. What his point was is that when a country reaches the point where they're making everything, see, they go from being a country that's basically growing stuff or shipping minerals out, the third world country status, you know, like England having nothing but wool in the 1500s, or Saudi Arabia today just exporting oil. They're basically, you know, they're just, that's it. And then they go to the point where they're actually manufacturing things, and then they need to import raw materials, and they need to export the finished goods. They need people to give them their stuff, their raw materials, their iron ore, their oil, their coal, their whatever, and they need people to buy their finished goods. And so they have a vested interest in keeping a large part of the world in third world status. This is how countries have historically done this. So we're talking about economic empire here. And the way that developed countries keep undeveloped countries in third world status is with so-called free trade. Frederick Lis called it kicking out the ladder, kicking away the ladder. It is basically saying you cannot, if you're going to take a loan from the World Bank, if you're going to get money from the International Monetary Fund, if you're going to take money from the United States, you cannot, Chile, you cannot have social security for your people. You can't have social infrastructure. You can't have public education, free public education. You can't have to create the intellectual infrastructure. Here in Oregon, oddly enough, one of our very conservative columnists writing a piece in the Sunday paper, David Saracen, about how 2 years free tuition at any Oregon public university, the state would issue bonds to cover the cost and get its money back when income tax revenues rise because of better educated Oregonians. Well, David's absolutely right, but that's the liberal position. So anyhow, what countries do is they say to developing countries, you have to embrace free trade so that our fully developed large manufacturing companies can eat your lunch, basically. The problem is that in the United States, when we embraced this theology in the 1980s with Reaganism and Thatcherism, it's called neoliberalism, and we dropped our barriers, we weren't so developed that we could effectively compete against all these people because China was coming up the road. And they were doing exactly what England did and exactly what we did, what Lis talked about in 1844. They've got the average import tariff into China right now is in the neighborhood of 30%. The average input tariff into the United States right now is around 2%. So China's protecting their industries while they're eating everybody else's lunch. And we're the victims of this right-wing theology.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-734-7203. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-734-7203. That's 1-800-734-7203. Call now, 1-800-734-7203.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
For a standoff, I'm Tim McGuire. Knoxville police say quick action by church members kept more people from being killed in yesterday's church shooting. Police Chief Sterling Owen says Jim Atkinson was well-armed and had written a note that he wouldn't leave the church alive.
He fully expected to be killed by the responding police.
Two people were killed and five remain hospitalized in that shooting. Flooding in New Mexico strands hundreds of vacationers and forces more than 300 people from their homes. State Public Safety spokesman Peter Olson.
Unfortunately, two are missing at this time.
The flooding was caused by 9 inches of rain from what's left of Hurricane Dolly. Gasoline has dropped below $4 a gallon, a 12-cent drop in the national average in the last 2 weeks. Energy analyst Jim Rittenbush says he doesn't want to see the price fall too quickly.
We don't want it to change this conservation trend that we've been seeing this year.
Crude oil prices have nudged upward today to $124.30 a barrel. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 128. The Nasdaq is off 20. I'm Tim McGuire.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
If you're a homeowner in debt or have a friend who is,
don't miss the Save Your Home Town Hall. A new show to help you through the legal maze of the current housing crisis.
Take back your power.
With John and Diane Bauer, every Saturday at 3 p.m.
Nothing is scarier than the prospect of losing your home. Join us for the Save Your Hometown meeting.
Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on 1480 KPHX.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. Providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
Point. Push back on Gingrich's 527 and remind people it is a 527. Drill here, drill now, pay less is not a policy. It is a slogan. It is intended to divide Americans. It is intended to drive a stake in the heart of those who support energy independence through good environmental regulation. 527s exist to attack campaigns just like the Swift Boat Vets.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
A day with a magical and somewhat disturbing love letter to Mama Steph. I heard a radio interview with Barry Goldwater in his later years. Oh. The host said, your running mate's daughter is an up-and-coming comedian and quite attractive as well. Barry responded, I know, and if I wasn't so damn old, I'd be going after some of that stuff.
Did he really say that?
Apparently.
Barry Goldwater wanted to do you.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Yeah, when we fall down in life, we best get up again. Many are the trials and tears we must overcome. Learn to take it easy, walk in freedom's light, and keep on.
Right-wing hate radio encouraging murder? Need we be concerned? Rush Limbaugh talking about how Obama is experiencing self-loathing. He says because he was indoctrinated at his schools. And then he says it's self-loathing. Not of himself, of course, because he's the Messiah. Well, here it is.
Not of himself, of course, because he's the Messiah. But in the aggregate, self-loathing of nation. The kind of self-loathing of America that the left here and in Europe embraces. And that's why they love Obama, because he loathes America.
Oh, he hates the country, yes.
He blames America. America's responsible for all that's wrong in the world.
Right.
Just need somebody in touch who has compassion and sensitivity. The rest of the world will miraculously love us. There will be no more evil.
Yeah. Well, actually, it seems like that might be the case. If we just could get somebody who is in touch. Oh, man. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. By the way, if you've been trying to get into our website or into our chat room earlier or into our website, it's up now. And TomHartman.com, and the chat room is available and open. Mike in New Hampshire. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, how's it going, Tom? How are you?
I'm great, but I'll get better. You're on the air. What's up?
Not too much. Listen, I heard what you were saying. Usually I'm listening to Day Behind on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I basically wanted to call you for some advice. I have a lot of ideas as far as doing what you were talking about in the last segment when you were saying how we need to define the term, redefine the term liberal.
Yeah.
I think what the problem is that as liberals and people on the left, we're constantly going at these individual issues on right-wing conservative Republican terms. And I think what the strategy needs to be is to use the term that you used last segment, is to kick the ladder out from their entire ideology. I think
yeah.
we should have targeted ads all across the country attacking Reaganomics. I think we should be attacking right-wing media, right-wing think tanks. I think anytime anybody mentions the name George Soros, then automatically names like Richard Mellon Scaife, Joseph Kors.
Yeah, this is what the right has been doing for 30 years. They've been doing it very effectively, and they've been doing it very successfully. And you've got now some organizations on the left that are talking back. Media Matters, David Brock's organization, MediaMatters.org, doing an excellent. In fact, that's where I got the clip of Limbaugh that I just played for you a moment ago. And
exactly.
and Think Progress, the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, ThinkProgress.org. There's a bunch of them. Mike's spot on. Absolutely, very very well said. We do need to take back the word. And we do need to have a more organized and aggressive approach to this. And there are, you know, there's a lot of great websites now on the left that are forming, you know, from Huffington Post to Common Dreams to Buzzflash to Op-Ed News. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of them. Truth Out, Crooks and Liars, Fire Dog Lake that are doing a great job. And very little of it is filtering up to the national media. In fact, if you, Glenn Greenwald, I believe it was, wrote a great piece. As I recall, it was for Salon, about how Politico.com has become a right-wing cesspool, and his phrase. And, in fact, it was designed as such. It was designed as a place for right-wing pundits to be fed to the mainstream, to the corporate media, and that's what's happening. Christian in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Christian.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Great. What's up?
Hey, it's time for Obama to stop trying to be John McCain.
It's time to stop beating up this demented old man who says anything that comes to his mind. It's time for the Democrat to start taking it to this old man, taking him out to the woodshed, and teach him a lesson. That you don't say anything and then expect for nobody to point out that you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, broadly speaking, I don't disagree, Christian. I would say that it's not Obama who should be doing that, though. Traditionally, that is the role of the vice presidential candidate to be the, you know, so you have a good cop, bad cop routine, and the vice presidential candidate is the bad cop. And in that regard, Cheney did a brilliant job. And so right now, Obama has to have his surrogates do it. But for example, there's this new McCain ad. Thank you very much for the call. There's this new McCain ad out right now that is saying that the reason, this ad is explicitly saying that the reason Barack Obama did not go visit wounded troops when he was in Germany was because he couldn't bring cameras in with him. Now that is, it's a lie. It's just a flat out lie. And the Obama camp has surrogates out there saying, you know, contacting the media saying, if you'll put us on, we'll talk about how this is a lie. But it's the fact that it's a lie is not making, and this is not a 503 or whatever. This is not one of these, you know, swift boat groups. This is the official McCain campaign promulgating a lie about Barack Obama in an attack ad. It's getting ugly. And here we are 100 days out from the election on this day. Lee in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Tom, first time caller.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I know that liberals out there, and I'm a liberal. In South Carolina, we call ourselves Yellow Dog Democrats, and I'm just as far to the left as you can get. But, you know, I got so ashamed of being called a liberal and dirty old liberal and, you know, all that sort of thing. So I realized that it was the far-right conservatives that was doing this. So they claim to have some kind of connection to God and his Bible and so forth. So I looked in their Bible, and I found that the word liberal appear 6 times. And every time it appears, it is in a good light and shows that God did a liberal thing or something good for the cause of humanity. So I wrote a little booklet on it. And I just wanted these right-wing conservatives to know that actually their Bible tells them that their God is a liberal.
Yeah. Jesus, and, in fact, there's a great, well said, Lee, there's a great bumper sticker out there called Jesus was a liberal. And it's true. Jesus was not necessarily the first liberal, but one of the more articulate ones. And, I mean, simply read, you know, Matthew 5, 6, 7, 8, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 25, his talk about the sheep and the goats, the metaphor, the parable of the sheep and the goats, and you get it. Jesus, you know, yeah, Christianity, and not just Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam. I mean, all of these religions have at their core the liberal concepts of it's a we society. We're all in this together. I am my brother's keeper. Lee in Houston, Texas. Hey, Lee. Lee, you're
Hello.
On the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air, Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Three things. Economics, guns, and then a question for you. On the economics, you'd be surprised how many conservatives have converted away from the free market thinking using your football analogy from what would Jefferson do.
Great.
Yeah. Second of all, with that, you know, I meet a lot of, I'm a truck driver, and I meet a lot of guys out here and tell them that I'm a liberal, and they look just mortified, and then they're shocked to learn that I am not an open borders advocate and that I do support the Second Amendment very strongly. And I tell them that, you know, it's because, you know, you let the right wing media make liberal a dirty word, and it's not the truth. They've stolen that word and made it mean something that it's not. And people hear, well, he's not an open borders advocate, you support the Second Amendment, how can you possibly be a liberal? And I don't understand.
Those are frankly fringe issues. Although actually the open borders, liberals historically, you go back to the union movement of the 1880s. I mean, they're very much about having closed borders and not in both in terms of trade and in terms of immigration. I mean that, you know, but that's a whole other thing. Anyhow, your point is well made, Lee, and I good on you for being out there and representing all of us well. Thank you. Gary in Fort Lauderdale listening on Wednesday. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, I don't want to appear to be a crazy person, but I can somewhat see why this man in Tennessee may have committed this crime. You know, he may have been intoxicated with the hate talk of Rush Limbaugh. In that part of the country, that's all he gets to listen to.
That's right.
And, you know, down here we had two cases of murder. One was a boy and one was a girl, where they both responded to television violence and killed their playmates. Actually, one killed an old lady and one killed the playmate. And it was because what they'd seen on television, that was their defense. And I can honestly see the effect of that hate monger on a person that would drive them to that.
You know what drove the Rwandan genocide?
Tell me.
Where 800,000 people were murdered, mostly with machetes, talk show hosts.
I believe it.
No, I'm dead serious. There was a group of, let's see, it was the Hutus killing the Tutsis, as I recall. There was a group of, in any case, whichever one it was, whichever was the aggressor group, there was a group of, they controlled most of the radio talk shows, and there was a group of talk show hosts who were telling people to get out there and kill other people. And that's what drove the genocide in Rwanda. I mean, go back, it's in the newspaper articles. I mean, it's not a secret. So you're absolutely right, Gary. At some point here, have we gotten to the point where right-wing hate radio is yelling fire in a crowded theater? Have we gotten there? Andreas in Queens, New York. We just have a half a minute here before this break, Andreas.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't control the clock. It's a hard clock.
You want to put me on after the break?
What's your point, Andreas? I'm sorry.
We're talking about the root causes of homophobia. I can't do it in 30 seconds, so I'll
okay, all righty. Thanks a lot. Yeah, what can I say? We've got this clock, and the music starts at 45 minutes past the hour, and off it goes. I probably should have given you a minute or more. Anyway, 45 minutes past the hour is the Tom Hartman program. Our program, by the way, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. You can find out more about that at Teamster.org. Check it out. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. We'll be right back with your calls.
The Tom Hartman Program. Visit us on the web at HartmanRadio.com. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon. Steve, wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. They're like our own personal IT team. But you're driving me crazy with your 5 to 9 thing.
Oh, just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9. Because 5 to 9 will help you get back online. They even do computer design.
With 5 to 9's on-time, valley-wide service and low-flat hourly rates, there's no reason not to call 5 to 9. 5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
Call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699. Or log on to aztechsupport.net. That's aztechsupport.net. When you're offline, call 5 to 9 at 602-535-5699. 5699.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right, we are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com.
You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Pivere dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
As I walked out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by a young, cool crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking through this weary world of the world. Hot burning, still yearning. No one on earth would ever know.
Have you gotten those emails that say, oh, yeah, Barack Obama, he was educated in a madrasa? Well, it's not true, by the way. And no, he wasn't a Muslim. But that's what the email says. And then you get right-wing talk show hosts like Limbaugh coming along.
He has been indoctrinated at his schools. And he has believed what he has been told there. And among those beliefs is that the United States is fundamentally a force for provocation in the world, and that the United States is at root responsible for the way we are treated and seen by those who hate us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's been educated in his schools. David in Los Angeles. Hey, David.
Tom, I'm a big fan, man, and I have been since you did all the research on the Kennedy assassination. I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I mean, that to me is the turning point of America. Imagine what we would have been like had those Kennedys not been killed.
Yep, I agree.
I want to respond to this Limbaugh thing. I'm so angry about all of this stuff that here is a guy who's spent his entire life devoting himself to public service, had options when he got out of school, tops in his class.
This guy being
Harvard.
Barack Obama.
Yes, Obama could have done anything with his life, dedicates himself to public service, and then in thanks for it, instead of talking about issues, they're saying he loathes America. I just think it's time. I love that bit that you played from Jack Kennedy. It's time to stand up, for the liberals to stand up and say, look, every other time that there has been some sort of a biblical agenda in this country, unless I'm wrong, you may know more about this than I do, it has been fueled by liberal sensibilities.
Right. The abolition movement, every progressive movement, from including, by the way, the creation of the United States of America, was done by liberals.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
It was
right.
The conservatives who didn't want there to be a revolution.
I just can't believe that we've descended to a place where sloganeering can besmirch somebody so badly in the eyes of people. But I do want to say one thing to everybody listening out there. I just worked down in San Diego for a few days, and I was in the midst of Oceanside area, and there's a lot of military families down here. And I have a bumper sticker on the back of my car that says, "I support our troops, that's why I question our leaders." And I had more wives and parents come up to me in parking lots of stores and say, "That's a great bumper sticker. My son's his fourth time over there. My husband is his third time over there. Right. I really hope Obama wins and puts an end to this." So military families are out there, and instead of, you know, fearful that I was going to get my ass kicked, for lack of a better word, for having it on there, I had a lot of people come up and say, you know, "Thank you for wearing that." Now, let me just, I have one more thing. I know that you have a short period of time. Can you just give me what, and I don't want you to endorse anything, I just want your opinion, what's the best book on the Kennedy assassination?
Well, I think it's ours, Ultimate Sacrifice, the one that Lamar and I wrote.
A great book.
Yeah, thank you, David. I gotta move along here, but Mafia Kingfish by Davis it was also. I mean, there's a bunch of them, but I ours is one of the most recent. Also, I think that's another reason why it's a good one. Let's see here, Arnold in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Arnold, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Just
good
fine.
Talk to you again. Listen, I'm gonna give you an unsophisticated poll. As a truck driver who I just left Richmond, Virginia, to come all the way over to Nevada to make a delivery, you would not believe the amount of bumper stickers I've seen, Obama bumper stickers. I'm telling you, man, it was a time I was so guitared, I used to see that George W. Bush bumper sticker, that Bush Cheney bumper sticker. I mean, I've seen people with, I would not believe they would have an Obama bumper sticker on their car, man. It's a sophisticated poll, but I'm telling you.
Okay, hopefully, Arnold, you're a prophet. You know, you're seeing the future. I sure hope so. And thank you very much for the call and for letting us know. I mean, we've got to take this country back. William in Los Angeles. Hey, William.
Hi. It's first time for my calling, although I've been listening to you for, ever since they got the K-Talk going.
Great.
Really appreciate what you have to say. You introduce a lot of rationality into the discussion here. That's important.
Thank you.
I am really upset about what you were talking about earlier, what happened. Was it yesterday?
No, it might have been. It was either yesterday or this morning. This guy goes into this church and starts killing people.
Yeah.
Killed one guy, starts shooting people because they are liberals and because the church are, apparently because the church had a sign out in front saying, had just put up a sign saying that they welcomed their gay brothers and sisters.
Well, I've got a few comments which may seem a little banal, but nevertheless, we've got a religious conflict in this country, I do believe, or at least there's a religious divide in this country.
Yeah, this was a Unitarian Universalist church. It's not even, I don't want to say it's not even a religion, because, you know, they don't have all that status, but you know, it's a religion that doesn't acknowledge the existence of God. This is not a, I don't think that this was a debate about religion. This guy was going after liberals.
Yeah,
this was a political statement.
And
the Unitarian Universalists have been at the forefront of a lot of really good and progressive political activity.
And, you know, and very pacifistic, too, in regard to that, I do believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think, and I'm afraid, the differences that are getting to be so great that both sides, especially the right, we're not even talking the same language.
And this is the problem, is that the right is using the language of demagoguery and demonization.
Yeah.
And to characterize people who reflect the actual values, the actual historic values of this country, as being traitors, or as we just heard from Limbaugh, as loathing America. Limbaugh saying, yeah, Barack Obama, he loathes America, as in hates. I mean, this is bizarre beyond comprehension. And this guy goes off and shoots people.
This is Tom Hartman.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. the wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Pretty.
No, Wicked Witch. You need to get Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Then you wouldn't be melting from the Arizona heat. Right, Toto? Leading Edge Air Conditioning will come to your castle no matter where in the valley it's located. They'll find the problem, fix it, guarantee replacement parts for a full 2 years, so whether you have an air conditioning emergency or need a free quote on a new system or a system inspection, they'll provide prompt professional service 24 hours a day.
I'm melting!
Stop with the melting! And call Leading Edge Air Conditioning at 480-855-7077. Maybe if you got your air fixed, you wouldn't be such a witch.
So stop waving your broom around trying to keep cool and call Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Don't live on the edge. Get the edge with Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Call 480-855-7077 or visit WeCoolArizona.com.
480-855-7077.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Why did he do it? Police in Knoxville, Tennessee, say there may be answers to a shooting at a church in a letter left by the alleged gunman.
It appears he had been plotting it for probably, I believe, I was told, a week or so. But I'm talking about in writing his letter and so forth. So I'm sure this is something that's been building, though, for a long time in terms of his anger.
Police Chief Sterling Owen says Jim Adkison apparently targeted the congregation out of hatred for its liberal social policies. He's been charged with first-degree murder. Two people were killed at the church. Seven others were wounded. Check out the gas prices in your neighborhood. They may be going down. Prices are now averaging near $4 a gallon in much of the country. Energy expert Jim Ritterbusch says he thinks those prices will continue to fall.
I know we've only dropped about 11, 12 cents on average, but that's not enough to alter driving habits, I don't believe. But I think we're going to see much larger price declines going forward.
With the high gas prices, people are driving less, so much that the Transportation Department says the federal gas tax may no longer go far enough to cover the cost of road and bridge repairs. General Motors is cutting production by another 117,000 vehicles. It cites continued weak consumer demand for pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles. President Bush has praise for Pakistan's prime minister for his commitment to their joint battle against extremists.
We talked about the need for us to make sure that the Afghan border is secure as best as possible. Pakistan's made a very strong commitment to that.
In their comments at the White House, neither of the men, though, addressed the latest incident in Pakistan, a missile strike that hit a religious school just inside its border with Afghanistan. Four female suicide bombers attacked a Shiite pilgrimage in Baghdad and a Kurdish protest rally in northern Iraq today. At least 57 people were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow's now down 185. This is AP Radio News. A gag order from the EPA. The agency is telling its enforcement personnel not to talk with congressional investigators and reporters. Even the agency's own inspector general has gotten the word, that according to an internal email provided to the AP. Justice Department aides may have engaged in discrimination against career employees.
Politics illegally influenced the hiring of career prosecutors and immigration judges, according to a report that places most of the blame on top aides to former Attorney General Gonzalez. It singles out the department's former White House liaison, Monica Goodling, for violating federal law and Justice Department policy by discriminating against job applicants who weren't Republican or conservative loyalists. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
One of America's brightest stars will not be competing in the Olympics after all. Gymnast Paul Hom is withdrawing from the U.S. team because his broken right hand did not heal well enough for him to compete. He also hurt his rotator cuff in his accelerated recovery effort. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Celebrate Jared's 10th anniversary of taking off and keeping off. Text Jared to Subway at 782929 for a chance to be in a Subway commercial. See store for rules. Subway. Eat fresh.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on big tobacco and enforced a multi-billion dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com. And vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for County Attorney.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
You know, Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they now offer fresh fruit smoothies? That's right. Every day from noon to 6 p.m., come in for a fresh, frozen fruit smoothie happy hour. Strawberry, passion fruit, blueberry, and more. Every day of the week at Copper Star Coffee, located at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. That's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
The Mike Malloy Show.
40 or 50 or 30, whatever the hell the number was, video cameras that surround the Pentagon. For God's sake, it's the nerve center of the greatest war-making death machine in the history of the human race. And nobody can produce a videotape that shows an airliner slamming into it? Give me a break!
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Welcome back. Well, we've been talking about the blame game here. In fact, I mentioned the Hutus and the Tutsis. It's amazing. I just looked at the trial of the Hutus, and there was actually three journalists who were prosecuted for genocide in Rwanda because they ran a radio station. And, well, here, this is from a story in Editor and Publisher. The radio station, nicknamed Radio Hate, it was actually called Radio Mili Collines, was the mouthpiece of the extremist Hutu power movement. At first, it addressed its Tutsi opponents with warnings like, "You cockroaches must know you are made of flesh. We won't let you kill. We will kill you first." But once the massacres had begun, the prosecution said the broadcast goaded Hutu militia groups to go to work and kept inciting people with messages like, "The graves are not yet full." So it's all about the blame game. And now the blame game comes to energy. Kerry Lucas is with us, the Vice President of Policy and Economics at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org. And, Kerry, I don't mean to imply that you are supporting murder. I really don't.
Kind of a harsh lead in there, Tom.
Well, it's a segue off the last hour. We've been talking about this guy in Tennessee who walked into this Unitarian Universalist church and just killed two people and left behind a letter. He thought he would be killed in the process, left behind a letter in his car saying he was doing it because he hated liberals. And there's
there's, you know, all this, frankly, right-wing hate talk out there. And there's in East Tennessee, there are no liberal voices at all on the radio. And I see a connection, frankly. So anyhow, I wanted to close that up and let's move the conversation forward to talk about the energy crisis. The notes that I have here is who is at fault, Democrats or Republicans, and I'm almost afraid to put it in that frame. The Al Gore has offered a 10-year solution. Let's get us off this stuff. T. Boone Pickens, who's going to be on this show in the next hour, has a solution. He says we can't drill our way out of this problem. Republicans have blocked and are continuing. There's an active filibuster ongoing in the Senate. Blocking legislation that would give tax incentives or tax breaks to companies or individuals who want to use non-carbon-based forms of energy. And there's wind, solar, water, geothermal, tidal, things like that. What's wrong with that? Why go off and say, you know, the problem, you know, you're being hurt at the gas pump because the liberals won't let us drill?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, there's lots of blame to go around because Republicans were in power for many years and didn't do anything to increase the supply of energy. And now the Democrats are sitting there and are Nancy Pelosi sitting on her hands, too. So I don't think that anybody gets off scot-free here. There's lots of blame to go around. And, you know, I know that everybody out there, myself included, hopes that energy, there's going to be more alternative energy in the future and that that's going to be able to be a bigger part of our energy mix. But we need to be realistic about the role that oil continues to play in our energy infrastructure today, and recognize that we need oil, and we need it now, and we're going to need it in 10 years. And right now, we're really handicapping the United States by not allowing drilling in so many of the places where we know that there are vast reserves of oil and natural gas, and that we need to get serious about this. And you know, we've had the president has had to go out there and try to, you know, beg foreign countries to give us more oil. This is something that if Barack Obama is going to be president, I can't imagine that he is going to want to depend entirely on the Middle East or Venezuela and be as needy as we are today in relying on other countries for our oil reserves. And we can do this in environmentally friendly ways. I just think that we need to move beyond this idea that all drilling is awful.
Fine. But the fact of the matter is that, number one, we had hurricanes Katrina and Rita that unleashed an oil spill that was much, much larger than the Exxon Valdez. There were over 144 different oil spills that came out as a result of those two hurricanes hitting. Massive amounts of oil. It's still washing up on the shores. It still smells like petroleum down there. And contrary to the lies, frankly, that have been put out by people on Fox News and whatnot, I mean, all you have to do is go back and read the reports. And the oil industry would be the first to tell you that there was, you know, massive oil spills. There were 144 spills that were over 100,000 gallons each, and, you know, which is millions of gallons of oil. And two, that even if we said today, okay, fine, drill off all the coasts, let's put up oil rigs everywhere, it's going to be 10, 15 years before that oil starts coming into the United States. Whereas right now, T. Boone Pickens is saying, you know, in 2 years, he can be generating, you know, enough power to feed a city of 500,000 people with a couple hundred acres in Texas.
Well, if that's true, then he should have investment just coming at him from all sorts of private sources, and he is going to be a multi-billionaire.
Well, he already is, and he does.
Well, then that's fine. Then he should go ahead and do it. He's not going to need government tax breaks. He doesn't need taxpayer money then to do it. If this is really the solution,
but actually he does.
The industry should be coming into.
Actually, he does, Carrie, because he can't get his power from where it's generated to where it's used without the government coming in and building transmission lines.
Why not? I mean, why can't, if this is really the solution, if this is going to be such free energy and is so obviously going to be a moneymaker.
Well, it's not free. It's just cheaper than oil, or it's the same cost as oil, but it gets us off the oil bandwagon. I mean, this is just a 30-second clip of Jimmy Carter in 1979, July 15, 1979. Just listen to this.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal
for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And he actually passed that legislation. He continues.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
And Ronald Reagan came into office a year later and shut that stuff down, just totally shut it down. And Republicans have, at the behest of the big oil industry, have been blocking any meaningful attempts to revive any of those industries ever since.
Well, I think that again, if you're making it sound as though they've outlawed, or Republicans have somehow outlawed solar energy or outlawed wind energy. I am all for.
No, what they have been doing is they've been giving tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars since Jimmy Carter was president in subsidies and tax breaks to oil companies.
Well, you know, I'm against. I think that we should stop subsidizing ethanol. We should stop subsidizing oil. We should stop. We need to have a level playing field. The taxpayers are.
Why have a level playing field? Why not subsidize those things that are good for us and stop subsidizing those things that are bad for us?
Well, you know, I think that we need to be really careful about saying what's good and bad. You think about something like ethanol production, and that's one of the things that politicians on both sides of the aisle have really pushed this idea that we need to move towards.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of ethanol either, Carrie, but you know, what's bad about solar power?
You know, nothing's bad about solar power. If it can compete and if it really is going to be efficient, then that's great. It should be. That's something we should absolutely.
Then why don't we as a society say that we're going to provide to average homeowners, I mean, $10, $20 billion in tax breaks like the oil industry has right now, and the nuclear industry, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's thousands of dollars per household in the United States. And let's give those tax breaks to people like Jimmy Carter did in 78 and 79. And there was this explosion of solar construction across the United States, because every family qualified for, you know, $2,000 in tax credits, which would be like $7,000 or $8,000, maybe $5,000 or $6,000 in today's money. I mean, why not do that?
Well, I think that this is something that it's absolutely, there are lots of bills out there and lots of things that are giving a leg up to alternative energy proposals. And I know right now the Republicans have been pushing something called an all-of-the-above energy policy plan, where they're trying to get subsidies for alternative energies to spur them along. But we have to be realistic and recognize that solar power, wind power, these are not going to replace oil. We can't, Americans right now have to be sitting...
They can replace oil for generating electricity.
Well, they're not going to. Yeah, but what about the problems at the gas pump? I mean, why is it that environmentalists have continued to say that we can't do things like drill in ANWR, something that is completely sensible, can be done in an environmentally friendly way, and will really make it
because it makes us vulnerable to, you know, one terrorist with one 50 caliber bullet can take out our oil supply if we're bringing it down a pipe from ANWR.
Well, you know, I think that's an exaggeration. And of course, there are going to be precautions. There's millions of regulations out there to protect us from environmental damage. We need to get serious, though, about allowing sensible drilling.
Okay. 16 minutes past the hour. Carrie Lucas, Vice President, Policy and Economics of the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org. Thanks, Carrie, for the conversation.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
It's always good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270. What should we be doing about energy in America?
This is Tom Hartman. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
They were born to be wild and free, to run like the wind on America's great plains. Yet right now, over 30,000 wild stallions languish in corrals, scheduled to be executed by the Bureau of Land Management, who removed them from the wild to placate cattle ranchers. Only you can stop the killing. Call the BLM at 1-800-710-7597 and demand that the plan to kill these beautiful animals be stopped. For more information, go to friendsofanimals.org.
Black Magic Tire Wet. They nail it on the name of this stuff for what? The magic it performs on your tires? It's kaboosh! Hey, you know what? Advanced Auto Parts nailed it on their offer. You get two 23-ounce bottles of Black Magic Tire Wet for $9 and save $2.96 on the deal. The offer ends August 30th, so get your wheels spinning over to Advance, buy some Black Magic, and shine up your car boots. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Cancer.
It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded 2 solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800, or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth. NatureWorksBest.com.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Is every man dies, not every man lives. Have you ever loved someone that you would die for? Have you ever walked too far out on a limb? Have you ever chased a dream too high to reach? Hold it in.
Yeah. Hold on, 21 minutes past the hour. Remember Monica Goodling? The woman who was working in the Justice Department who was responsible for hiring people based on their politics? A new report out from the Justice Department. They've actually done an internal evaluation of what happened, and they found that her hiring people based on their politics, in other words, only hire good Republicans, don't hire anybody who's even related to a Democrat, were, quote, particularly damaging to the department because it resulted in high-quality candidates for important details being rejected in favor of less qualified candidates. For example, they wanted to get one of the top terrorism prosecutors in the country. And Goodling refused to hire him. Why? Because his wife was a Democrat. The consequence of this, the damage that this produced, according to the report, it was that EOUSA, the prosecutor's office, was forced to select a much more junior attorney who lacked any experience in counterterrorism issues and was grossly unqualified for the position. Amazing. And I, you know, if you can't, I was going to say, if you can't impeach for crimes, can you impeach for incompetence? I mean, this is, Katrina is everywhere. It's everything with this administration. It is just absolutely breathtaking how they would put politics ahead of everything else. Rebecca in Woodlands, Washington. Hey, Rebecca, what's up?
Yes, good morning, Tom. And a perfect subject to go along with this. I was kind of over the weekend noting the kind of blackout over the story of the 400,000 gallons of fuel that was spilled into the Mississippi last Thursday.
Yeah, and that was about the time that John McCain was supposed to go have his photo op down
exactly.
there, wasn't it?
Exactly, and they said because of weather of Dolly. Yeah. But this sounds like it's the worst spill in this area since 2000.
Yeah.
Ships are stacking up, and there's been nothing about it, nothing.
Right, yeah, and, well, it would be an inconvenient story to cover right now from the point of view of corporate media that's, you know, has interlocking boards of directors with big corporate oil companies. And
well, I certainly understand that, but I just think that, you know, people don't know. I say, you know, I ask people about it, and they look at me like, it didn't happen. If it's not on the TV, it didn't happen. And
yeah.
These poor people in New Orleans just can't get a break.
Yeah, and John McCain, by the way, the oil platform that McCain was going to go to was so far away from Dolly. I mean, Dolly was heading way over in the direction of Mexico, more or less, and, you know, ended up in South Texas. And McCain was going to be over in Louisiana way. I mean, it was like about a 500-mile difference. I believe that they called off his trip because of the oil spills, because it was becoming, you know, because they were concerned that the truth would come out.
Exactly.
Because
that's
once,
how I felt about it,
right,
too.
Once the reporters started seriously looking at that area and what was going on. Rebecca, thank you for the call. Once the reporters seriously started looking at that, they thought, you know, this, they realized that this was a lie, that there was no oil spilled during Katrina, and that a lie that Trent Lott repeated on national television, a lie that Newt Gingrich repeated on national television, a lie that was repeated over and over and over again on Fox News, that I heard repeated on the Hannity show. I mean, on and on again. And Nancy in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. You know, I just have to ask you this. Every time I hear, what's her first name, Christy?
Carrie Lucas.
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
On your program, I just wonder why. Why do you bother?
Well, because I think it's
no man you have on your show ever answers a question directly.
Well, I think that she gave it a good shot, Nancy. She gave it a good shot, and I have conservatives on the program on a regular basis because I think it's really important that we have that dialogue. It's really important that somebody be modeling how to talk back to the right. That's not. Oh, you idiot, and hanging up on them, or, you know, something like that. It's really important that we learn how to that all of us learn how to win the water cooler wars without there being blood on the floor, because we all have conservatives in our families. We all have conservatives in our places of work. We have to have these conversations, and I'm committed to doing it. Jeff in Orange County, California, on K-Talk. Hey, Jeff, we've got a minute here before this break.
It's not incompetence with Monica Goodling. It's called dereliction of duty. When you go to work for the Justice Department, you take oaths, specifically those people who are involved with hiring or firing or purchasing, take additional oaths. And this is dereliction of duty, and she should be brought up on charges, not just smacked of her hands because she was incompetent. This was willful. This wasn't somebody who didn't know better. And as you just depicted, we had somebody with absolutely zero experience in terrorism at the time of the war on terror. I think that borders on treason, in fact.
Yeah. Do you know what the penalties are for that, for dereliction of duty in the Justice Department?
It would depend on the crime itself, but involved in this type of a realm, I would think you would be looking, and no, I don't know specifically, but I do think that you'd be looking in some of the upper echelons, because there are different realms for what the infractions are.
Yeah, so obviously, it would go beyond firing. You're talking a criminal offense here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting. Jeff, thank you very much for that little informational tidbit. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program here on Air America Radio. Our website, back up again, tomhartman.com, if you want to drop into our live chat room or check out our video cam, our free video cam. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Call him now at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
I'm both a cat person and a dog person. I've always had dogs until recently, and we have Higgins. I can safely say I'm Higgins' cat person because Higgins has decided that I'm his person. Purina One is important in Higgins' life and health. When Higgins is happy and healthy, I feel better knowing he's getting the right nutrition and healthy food he likes. Purina One plays a huge role in my relationship with Higgins. He's healthy and full of energy. And even more important to Higgins is that I never let his bowl get even close to empty. If I do, I'm toast. Hey, could a change in cat food make your cat healthy and happy? Purina One is so sure you'll think so after taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. They'll give you your money back if you're not satisfied. That's the real difference guarantee, a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food if you're not pleased with the results. Get your Purina One Challenge Kit and more information by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. If you haven't called before, call today to get started. That's 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget, and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Where To GPS in every car, or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that, better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense, and you can get a single-class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Church shooting. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Knoxville, Tennessee, say they found a letter from the man accused of yesterday's deadly church shooting. The chief says the church was targeted because of hatred of liberal causes.
It appears he had been plotting it for probably, I believe, I was told, a week or so. But I'm talking about in writing his letter and so forth.
Two people were killed. Four female suicide bombers struck locations in Baghdad and northern Iraq. At least 57 people were killed. President Bush met at the White House today with Pakistan's prime minister.
He talked about the need for us to make sure that the Afghan border is secure as best as possible. Pakistan's made a very strong commitment to that.
Injured American gymnast Paul Hamm says he will not be going to Beijing. He won the gold medal in Athens. Oil prices inched higher. The stocks are sharply lower. There's going to be a prayer service today at a St. Louis gas station. People plan to buy gas, pray, and then sing We Shall Overcome with a new verse. We'll have lower gas prices. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When I first heard about the technology of remote access, I thought, that's a great idea. Well, in my opinion, GoToMyPC is the best way to remotely access your PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. GoToMyPC is easy to set up, it's easy to use, and it has the fastest connection speed. So with GoToMyPC, what you can do is work from your office PC anywhere that you are, as long as there's an internet connection. It's like you're sitting right there. You can access everything, your programs, your files. You can transfer files, folders, do anything, even print your documents from your PC to any of your printers. Use GoToMyPC to work from home, while traveling, anywhere, anytime without missing a beat. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I use GoToMyPC all the time, and it's terrific. It is a lifesaver. Now, if you want to try GoToMyPC, you can do it free. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. The offer is only available if you use the promo code ROADS, but all you need to do is visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember, use promo code ROADS for the 45 free days. GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code ROADS.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
For 20 years, radio guys have been saying about right-wing talk radio, relax. It's just entertainment.
I'll tell you when there'll be peace. When everybody in the Middle East is dead.
Nobody takes it serious. It's just fun.
So what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies?
How entertaining.
You know what I get them for a first birthday? I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby. Bye-bye.
Hate is boring. The future is here. The official radio station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Four minutes past the hour. So I made a quick run during the break to the restroom here in the where we have. We're broadcasting out of AM 620 KPOJ in Portland, Oregon, and there are five radio stations that run out of this group. It's a Clear Channel group, and one of them is the big 50,000 watt conservative station with Rush Limbaugh on it, and which plays in the bathroom. And as I'm walking in, I'm hearing Limbaugh's voice coming out of the ceiling going,
"And the Democrats have been successful in poisoning the minds of America's youth, these teachers' unions, for years."
Anyway, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Brandon in Orange County, California. Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Tom. Good morning. You know, I just want to bring it back to this framing argument about the oil issue, because it's the same deal, you know. We've got to frame it the right way. And it comes down to this. I mean, drilling for oil in America to solve our energy crisis is like giving aspirin to a cancer patient. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
As far as the environmental impact goes, I'm a professional environmentalist here in Orange County, and so I'm stuck with framing this argument to conservatives every day. And what it comes down to is asking them, if somebody asked you to kill your dog for lower oil prices, or in your case, your cat for lower oil prices, would you do it? Because that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, or kill your kids. I mean, because that's ultimately, you figure that the number of cancers in the United States that are caused by our burning fossil fuels, because there are so many toxins in gasoline, is astounding. I mean, I've seen numbers as low as 10,000 a year, and you know, they go up from there.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, so I mean, we're killing our kids. We're fouling the earth. It's just Brandon, excellent point. Thank you. We do need to reframe this. Gregory in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, I just wanted to ask people to think logically about the drill here, drill now thing.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. holds 1% of the world's oil, and we currently use 25%. So even if we were to drill ourselves dry, we wouldn't be able to maintain our current lifestyle.
Yeah,
and you know. That information has been publicized time and time again, but I'm listening to your show. People aren't bringing that up. You don't hear it brought up in Congress.
Yeah, it's time for a national wake-up call, and I think Al Gore is trying to provide that. We need another. I don't want to say we need another Jimmy Carter, because some people, you know, don't. I think he was a great president, frankly. I think he was one of the best presidents of the 20th century. Jimmy Carter and LBJ, who I was out in the street. I mean, I got pepper gassed out the streets protesting LBJ's policies. You look back, I mean, you know, the war in Vietnam was a disaster, but the Great Society, LBJ did some really, you know, he cut poverty almost in half in just 4 years in the United States. It was, I suppose, the balance for the god awful human suffering that he created with the war in Vietnam, but, well, he picked that one up off, well, I don't know, it really was Lyndon Johnson. I'll just have to leave it at that. Jerry in Orange County on K-Talk. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, Tom. You have a great show. I learn something every time I listen to it. I'm calling about energy. Recently, I've checked into some solar, getting solar for the house,
mm-hmm.
as well as what it takes. I need to buy two new cars for my daughters, mm-hmm. and wanted to check into some electric cars. We got to do something about the cost of solar. For me to get solar, I've got a 3,500 square foot house in Orange County. It's going to cost something like $100,000. And that still would not make me completely independent. We would have to probably get electricity off of the grid at night. We'd probably be a wash. I mean, we wouldn't have any electric bill.
Yeah.
But
the reason for this, Jerry, is that the solar industry in the United States and the sale of solar products in the United States is really very much in its infancy. And on the other hand, the other end of it, you know, we're consuming massive amounts of electricity rather wastefully. We've got all these parasitic power supplies plugged into things. You know, a lot of our appliances are not particularly energy efficient. So, you know, that's why I suggested that we reconsider what Jimmy Carter had done, which is to say, if you're going to do something, and I know it's being done, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing it in California right now. If you're going to move to solar power, or you're going to move to wind power, you're going to move to alternative sources of energy, we're going to help you. We're going to help make that happen, and that's going to create more demand, and that demand is going to drive up production, and it's going to drive down costs. Look at how rapidly computers, because we're talking technology here. Look over the last 30 years, about every year and a half, computing technology doubles in power and halves in cost. And when solar power is at the same level of demand as PCs, you're going to see that same curve being followed. And, you know, it's just it ain't rocket science. Mark in Laramie, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom. It's actually Lamy, not Laramie.
Lamy, I'm sorry.
But you mentioned Carter. I was one of the lucky last few to get a tax rebate back at the end of the Carter administration for a photovoltaic solar pumping system.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, I've pumped all my water. I'm off the grid. I pump all my water, and all my household current comes from a photovoltaic panel that's about the size of a sheet of plywood. And all these years, it's more than 25 years later, it's still working flawlessly.
Wow.
Now, if we had done what you said Carter asked us to do, which was to switch over, can you imagine? It would be like Germany is doing now. We could have, you know, all the houses could be creating their own energy.
Yep, absolutely. Mark, thank you very much for that. And, you know, absolutely right. And we had this opportunity. And then Reagan came in with the oil company money and said, no, not going to do that. Definitely not going to do that. Chuck in upstate New York. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. I'm independent. And I was just curious, what should I vote for Obama for? What is it that about him that should excite me to vote for him?
What are your concerns, Chuck?
Let's put it this way. I don't care about gay marriage. I don't care that if you're gay and you get married, it doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect my life. I don't really care about religion. Believe in what you want. It doesn't matter to me. What I do care about is I own a business. I don't like paying taxes. I don't like paying other people's health care that don't work.
Right.
You know, that concerns me. I work hard for my money, and I have to, you know, some taxes are fine, but, you know, the whole tax thing, again, really gets on my nerves. So
is your business a 501c, not a 501, is your business a sub S corporation or a C corp?
I'm an S corp.
So you're running your business through your personal checking account. In that case, if you're making, is your income under or over $250,000 a year?
Yeah, I make a lot of money.
You make more than $250,000 a year personally?
Yeah, I make a lot of money.
Well, if you're concerned about taxes, then Barack Obama's going to raise your taxes, Chuck. And so will McCain. The way that McCain's going to do it, though, is in all probability he's going to force your children to pay for it, or he's going to give you a recession that's going to destroy your business. Because that's what Bush is doing, and McCain wants to continue those policies.
Well, I mean, in this economy, my business is actually flourishing. I'm making more money now in a quote-unquote down economy than I ever was.
That's great. That's true of many businesses right now, Chuck. And you know, that's great. I think it's a marvelous thing that people can make money in the United States of America. I'm an entrepreneur too, and I'm making money, and I'm pleased with it. But the fact of the matter is, if you're saying you're only going to vote on taxes, then actually you will pay fewer taxes if you expect to live more than a couple of years. And if you have any concern at all for your kids, assuming that you have children, you will pay fewer taxes if Obama's elected than if McCain is, because McCain is going to spend even more money for the military, and he's going to borrow for that money. So instead of you paying $1,000 in taxes right now, you're going to have to pay $1,000 plus interest in taxes over the next 20 years, which is going to end up being $2,000 or $3,000.
But isn't this the same thing as saying if you give, you know, health care to everybody, I'm paying it either one way or the other way? Is it either going to go to the military or is it going to go to health care?
Well, actually, if you want to talk about health care right now, the health care industry, because we have privatized health care, we have private for-profit health care in the United States, unlike the rest of the industrialized world, about 20 to 25% of all health care dollars right now are either going into a CEO's pocket or into dividends for shareholders. And I would frankly rather have those dollars be going for health care. So if we got the health insurance companies out of the business, just get them out of the way, and just have it, you know, administered in a nice, dry, dull, boring fashion by dull, boring government bureaucrats who are making a reasonable salary and have a pension, you would reduce your cost by 25%, because we are paying for this anyway.
But can you actually tell me any government-run agency that actually runs efficiently?
Yeah, the post office does a great job. The post office has been getting the mail all over the place ever since George Washington was president.
But the
police department does a pretty good job. The fire department does an excellent job. The military, by and large, you know,
they run off of the taxes, though. I mean, they run off of taxes. If they lose money, the post office, if they start to lose money, they raise the price of the stamp, right? So, I mean,
sure.
And the post office hasn't reacted to the decline in postage when the Internet came along. So, I mean, I wouldn't.
The post office is doing just fine, and I think it's run very efficiently. My point is that in the area of the commons, Chuck, do you really want to have your? I mean, do you really like the fact that if you disagree with the way that your health insurance company is, with what they're saying they will pay for? Say your health insurance company says to you, Chuck, you know, we're not going to cut.
Honestly, I've been to the emergency room twice in the last 2 weeks because of allergies, and I'll be honest with you, I was extremely pleased with my insurance company.
And if you weren't, let's just say hypothetically, let's say your insurance company next week decides, hey, he's had two allergy attacks, we're not going to cover him for allergies anymore, and you start calling the president of your health insurance company, he can have you put in jail for stalking. If the bill was being paid by your congressman, by Congress, you could stand out in front of your congressman's office all day long.
I don't think that'll ever come to that. But.
Well, thanks for your
attention.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Chuck. 45 minutes past the hour.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hi, I'm Beth.
And I'm Jody.
And we are the owners of the 2 West Valley 2-Men and a Truck Company. 2-Men and a Truck is known for having a trained professional staff and for our outstanding customer service.
That's right. The West Valley 2-Men and a Truck locations have everything you need to move. We offer reasonably priced boxes and packing supplies. We charge a flat hourly rate, and our staff is trained to carefully pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
But did you know that we have also helped businesses and organizations get to where they are going? If your business is growing, or if you are interested in a better location, call one of the West Valley 2-Men and a Truck. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or check us out on the web at wearemovers.com. That's we, the letter R, movers.com.
Mention 1480 KBHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with your move.
Call 602-242-2180.
2180 and get moving today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com.
You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Downright crazy things on the radio. Some Democratic campaign buttons made for distribution in Idaho. I have two candidates, Barack Obama, and it was supposed to be Larry DeRocco, or maybe it's DeRocco, the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, but they got the wrong Larry. So it's Barack Obama and Larry Craig. The wrong Larry. Well, amazing. Oh, those will be some collectors. Carl Wolfson will be on that one. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service on the line with us. TalkRadioNews.com, the website. Hey, Ellen, what's up?
I think the biggest news today is not only General Petraeus saying, well, we can't do this drawdown. We can't do a date certain because there are so many problems with it. And, in fact, there has been more violence since 2004 in the last few months than any time really since 2004. Well, then, of course, we hear today that there are suicide bombers killing dozens of people in Iraq.
Right.
So we have heard all weekend the McCain people going after Obama for saying that the surge was not a good idea. Tell me how the surge has worked.
Well, that's very interesting. This morning Carl and I interviewed a reporter on the ground in Baghdad, and he was talking about how Kirkuk, the northern oil city on the border of the Kurdistan region, is on the edge of just a total military meltdown. This is one of the two cities where these suicide bombings happened today. One was in Baghdad, one was in Kirkuk, because the Kurds and the Turks, the Turkmen, the hereditary Turks, are battling over who's going to control the oil and who's going to control the city. And it seems like it's going to erupt into open warfare. And you've still got Sunnis and Shia fighting with each other. I mean, it's... Yeah, so the surge, I think Obama's point that the surge, of course, it's like you have more cops on the street, but if you don't address the core issues of what causes crime, you're not going to stop the crime. And it's the same thing here. If we don't deal with the core issues, we need to be doing, I don't know if you've read the book, Three Cups of Tea.
Yes.
This guy building schools in Pakistan, and all of a sudden the people in the areas where he's building schools, they're kicking the Taliban out. The people are kicking the Taliban out.
Well,
and just down
the
road, we're dropping bombs on people, and they're so angry at us, they're inviting the Taliban in.
Right. Well, I actually just had lunch with somebody who I'm about to put you on a conference call with at some point. And what he has done in the areas in Africa, Uganda, et cetera, is to develop sustainability, schools, et cetera, because what he said is once you develop a middle class, then the governments become much more stable. They
right.
become very unstable when you have a lot, as you well know, a lot of poor people, and then there's just this jockeying for power on the very top.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, other things going on. It's interesting today. The White House puts out something called a morning update, and it sort of has what they view as the news that's in favor of their position.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it's almost as if he is countering. I've never seen them do a photograph, but today they did a photograph, and they have a picture of the president holding up a baby while he was greeting military personnel when he left the Peoria airport the other day. And, you know, it's so amazing that they've got him doing this essentially with troops, when the whole big fight has been about troops this week.
Right, and when the McCain campaign has just rolled out a new ad in which they attack Obama and they say he didn't visit wounded troops because they wouldn't allow cameras in, which is a patent untruth.
It's totally untrue, and look at the voting records, as I'm sure you have, between the Obama camp with the GIs and the McCain people.
Right. McCain opposed the new GI Bill. McCain has voted against the troops over and over and over again in every regard except for sending them into combat.
Right. A couple other interesting things. Today they are starting the work to overturn. Tom Coburn has single-handedly sat on many bills. They need 60 bills necessary. It's about $10 billion worth of 60 votes. $10 billion worth of bills to overturn this. Harry Reid made some deals with Republicans, so they got some of what they want, and it looks like Tom Coburn, Dr. No, is going to be out in the cold on this. Also, Senator Obama is going to be meeting with his economic team this week, and it is going to include Warren Buffett, Eric Schmidt, who's Google's chairman, Paul Volcker, and Lawrence Summers, former of Harvard University, and, of course, the Treasury, and Bob Rubin. So he's going to be meeting with them this week.
Who's meeting? Barack Obama's meeting with them?
Barack Obama is meeting with them this
week. That's an interesting collection. I mean, because there's going to be some significant disagreements, I would guess, between, for example, Bob Rubin and George Soros.
To say the least.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
To say the least. Also, the White House today is saying that they are expecting almost a $500 billion deficit this year. And although the economy supposedly is growing, as you know, it's taking its toll in lots of ways. And when you take out government jobs, it's not a pretty picture.
Yeah. While, in fact, I would submit to you that the only reason that we've had positive employment for the last 5 years is government jobs. You know, from contractors to companies associated with the war in Iraq, if you were to take out all that money that has gone into the war in Iraq and all of the jobs that it has created, then we would still be in a Bush recession. I mean, not that we're not now, but I mean, it would be far worse than it's been to the tune of millions of jobs, in my humble opinion. So
your humble opinion is is absolutely correct. And they also, there's a lot of talk now about the tax rebates and not having a big effect. And so the Democrats want a second stimulus package, which the White House is fighting.
That's interesting, because you would think the Republicans would want that second stimulus because that stimulus will help them, you know, going up to the elections, and then they'd want to stop stimulating after Obama becomes president.
I think a lot of Republicans actually are in favor, and it's the White House that's given them all the grief.
Right. Interesting. Ellen Ratner, TalkRadioNews.com. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Hey, Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics, brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party. This program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. We'll talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A community in Tennessee looks for answers a day after a gunman opens fire on a church congregation gathered to watch a children's production. This man told the Today Show how he protected his family during the shooting.
I pushed my mother and daughter to the floor and got under the pew, and then when I saw the men rushing him is when I got up to join them.
Knoxville Police Chief Sterling Owen identifies the suspect as Jim Atkinson.
He is currently charged with one count of first-degree murder. He is on a $1 million bond.
A letter found in his SUV indicates he was angry at liberals. Conservative columnist Bob Novak has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. He was rushed to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston from Cape Cod on Sunday. In a statement, Novak says he is suspending his journalistic work for an indefinite period. President Bush meets today with the Pakistani Prime Minister to talk about the war on terrorism.
After an Oval Office meeting, the president praised Yusuf Gilani for what he called strong words about battling terrorists.
After all, the Prime Minister wants there to be a peaceful country on his border.
But it's actions that U.S. officials want to close camps in Pakistan's tribal regions following a surge in Afghanistan bloodshed. However, Gilani says Pakistan's fully behind the war on terror.
This is a war which is against Pakistan, and we'll fight for our own cause.
And he dismisses extremists in Pakistan as a small minority. Mark Smith at the White House.
At least 57 people are dead, nearly 300 wounded after female suicide bombers struck in Iraq. A Shiite pilgrimage in Baghdad and a Kurdish protest rally in northern Iraq were the targets of the attacks. High gas prices mean a lot of us are cutting back on the amount of driving we do. It also means a cutback in the amount of money the federal government has to spend on roads and bridges. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is facing a multi-billion dollar shortfall. On Wall Street, the Dow's down by more than 180 points. This is AP Radio News. A Rhode Island man is being held without bail after allegedly killing his parents and burying their bodies in their backyard. This is Steve O'Donnell with the state police.
We allege that the defendant, James Soares, after killing his mother and father, he dragged them to the septic tank and disposed of them there. We have recovered a murder weapon, and our investigation continues.
Police say Soares used a garden hoe to kill his parents on July 9th.
U.S. Olympic gymnastics star Paul Hamm has withdrawn from the team. He says his broken hand has not healed well enough for him to compete. The AP's John Klobuchar has more.
This is a big blow for the U.S. team, which won the all-around gold medal in Athens 4 years ago. The team leaves Wednesday for Beijing, and competition begins August 9th. Now, his spot on the roster will go to one of three alternates. Those are Sasha Artemev, David Durante, or Raj Bafsar.
An IRS worker in Kentucky admits to snooping into the IRS accounts of celebrities and sports figures. The case involves nearly 200 celebrities. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. Casino Arizona pays out millions of dollars every day. And for our 10th anniversary, we're thanking you by paying out millions more. When we say thanks a million, we really mean it. Casino Arizona.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on big tobacco and enforced a multi-billion dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for County Attorney.
I'm melting! I'm melting! I'll get you, my pretty!
No, Wicked Witch. You need to get Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Then you wouldn't be melting from the Arizona heat, right, Toto? Leading Edge Air Conditioning will come to your castle no matter where in the valley it's located. They'll find the problem, fix it, guarantee replacement parts for a full 2 years, so whether you have an air conditioning emergency or need a free quote on a new system or a system inspection, they'll provide prompt professional service 24 hours a day.
I'm melting!
Stop with the melting! And call Leading Edge Air Conditioning at 480-855-7077. Maybe if you got your air fixed, you wouldn't be such a witch.
So stop waving your broom around trying to keep cool and call Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Don't live on the edge. Get the edge with Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Call 480-855-7077 or visit WeCoolArizona.com.
480-855-7077.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
That's how Social Security works. It's how it's always worked. It's how it always will work. This is unbelievable to me. He doesn't like the way Social Security works. Perhaps we should prepare for our retirement the way John McCain prepared for his. Marry a beer heiress.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Is Tom Hartman.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us right now, T-Bone Pickens, the oil man, entrepreneur, and now wind power proponent. His website, boonpickens.com. Mr. Pickens, welcome to the program.
Good. Thanks, Tom.
Glad to have you with us. You have This plan that you've been promoting in the relatively ubiquitous now television ads and some radio ads around you're in the process of building this massive wind farm in Texas and basically running the whole country in that direction and converting our auto fleet over to natural gas. Do I have that right?
You got it.
Okay. In order to build out wind power across the center of the country, what do you need from we the people? What do you need from the government in terms of commons infrastructure, transmission lines, stuff like that?
Well, it's a fabulous resource that the country has, and you can build really all the all the wind you want in there. I'm proposing 200,000 megawatts, but you could go to 400,000. But what you, or 600 or 800, whatever you want. But what you need is a modern grid, and you need to get the transmission. You need to transmit the wind energy out of that wind corridor to the east and west coast. So Congress, the people are going to have to put the pressure on Congress to declare an emergency and give those corridors out quickly. The reason has to be done very fast is because you're spending $700 billion a year on foreign oil, and that's 70% of all the oil that we use every day.
Yeah, but only 16% of that foreign oil is coming from the Middle East. Most of it's coming from Mexico and Canada. It's not...
Well, wait a minute. Hold it on that one. It's 1,800,000 barrels is coming from Canada, yes, but it's 38% of the oil that we're importing comes from the Mideast and Africa, which are the unstable areas. Mm. But don't count on Mexico much further, because their largest field, Cantarell, is declining
it's
about 25% a year.
Yeah, I know. So, I know it's flattening out.
Okay.
So I don't disagree with you that, you know, we need to get off foreign oil. And frankly, that we need to get off oil. We need to get off carbon-based fuels. Why? I was in Denmark a couple months ago. We did our show from there for a week, and we had a couple of members of parliament on, and we had a guy from Vestas, their big wind power company. You know, they're making turbines now in Colorado. And they, in that country, are 19% of their electricity is now generated by wind, and their goal is 30% within the next 5 years. And what they're doing is they're building out an infrastructure within the country for electric cars, plug-in hybrid electric cars, to get 150 miles to the gallon, basically, because they mostly run on electricity. And during the night, when the wind power is a surplus, everybody's car plugged into the grid becomes a giant storage battery, you know, a five million person storage battery. And during the day, when people drive their car to work and then they plug back in at work, those cars then sell that electricity back into the grid. And you can actually, if you're buying off the grid at night, you're buying off the grid at, say, 2 cents a kilowatt hour. If you're selling back to the grid during the day, you're selling back at 4 cents a kilowatt hour. You're actually making a profit with your car, and the cars become part of the grid, and it deals with that problem of storage of electricity overnight. Why not do something like that rather than try to convert all of our cars to natural gas?
I'm not converting any of your cars to natural gas. I'm only talking about the government on all new purchases of cars, natural gas, and the fleets would be natural gas. Pardon my car. I'm for the electrical grid and the battery and all, but I don't think you can get to the numbers that we have to get to reduce $700 billion with an electric car. I don't think you can put enough of them online. And so my point is it takes the natural gas, use it for transportation fuel for a 20-year bridge, and by that time you will have the grid set up and all, you can go with the electrical car.
Well, if we're declaring a national emergency, I mean, look at how quickly we went from General Motors and Chrysler and Ford and Dodge and all the companies at the time in the 1940s went from making cars to making tanks. I mean, it took about 2 months.
That's all. And see for instance, General Motors makes no natural gas vehicles in the United States, but makes 19 of them out of the country in
right.
South America and Europe.
Yeah,
there isn't any
Brazil.
Trick to this, but you've got 8 million natural gas vehicles in the world, and we only have 142,000 of them in the United States.
Well, and my point was they could just as easily be making electric vehicles. I mean, if we were to say, okay, it's an emergency and even mandate that the car companies have to do it, give them some sort of a floor so that they're not taking a huge risk, and say, you know, we are going to have hybrid electric vehicles. They could be hybrid natural gas and electric vehicles, but they're going
to
be...
All that's a good idea, but let's can't run the trucks.
Yeah.
So the fleets have to be on natural gas.
Yeah,
I
agree with you on that.
You got to work them together is what happens.
And, yeah, you're right about the fleets.
We've got to get off of the foreign oil.
Yeah, absolutely. Coal. We're burning an awful lot of coal in the United States. Why not use a lot of that if we were to put more emphasis on electric in the direction of passenger vehicles, passenger cars, and try to move the natural gas into replacing coal-fired power plants with natural gas-fired power plants? Why not do that over as a transition?
Well, you can do it. I mean, it's going to take a great amount of time, but you're now, power generation's 50% on coal.
Right.
So if you switch all the coal over to natural gas is doing 22% of the power generation. It's the most expensive of all that you've got is the natural gas.
But it's the cleanest.
Oh, no question. It's cleaner. But let me tell you, when you start raising that, price, you get a lot of complaints for the consumer.
But see, the problem is that it may not be actually the most expensive, but because the cost of coal isn't just the cost of the coal; it's the cost of all the people who get asthma and lung cancers
it's hard to tell the guy that's getting the bill every month that hey, look, that you're better off with natural gas than you are coal.
I mean, it's the coal that's driving all that mercury into the atmosphere.
I know, but the people when it gets down to dollars, I can promise you. I can remember when I was trying to sell natural gas as a transportation fuel. I said it's cleaner, it's cheaper, it's domestic. And
right.
I said you've got to take all that in consideration. They didn't take anything in consideration except how cheap was it.
Right.
That was it.
Well, that tends to be people's bottom lines, just like with taxes and everything else. What are you looking for from Congress? You said we need to declare an emergency. What kind of money is going to be attached to this? And also, why not do like the Germans are doing, where they're helping people? You got about 30% of the houses now in Germany have solar panels on their roofs, and people are producing 20, 30, 40, in some cases even 100% of the electricity for their own homes with this program. Why not have more electric as well?
What they're doing on that, though, is they're subsidizing it, that's fine with me. I'm ready to go solar. Listen, I'm for everything American, I'm green, but I'm more interested in reducing the dependency on foreign oil. And so like ethanol, it's not a good fuel. There's no question it isn't, but it beats foreign oil.
Yeah.
So I pick anything before I use foreign oil.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. It's one that resonates, I think, right across the political spectrums. We're talking with T. Boone Pickens. We've got a minute or so left here, and I know you've got to run. What are you asking of Congress in terms of specifics?
Okay, they need to extend the production tax credit, which is already in existence, but they extend it year after year.
For natural gas.
One year at a time. Yeah. No, production tax credit on the wind.
I see.
And
wind. Okay.
And just go ahead and that's wind and solar.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. They don't need to do anything for natural gas.
Yeah.
Natural gas has what they need. You can do all of this unbelievably cheap for the government.
Yeah. So simply extending the production tax credit, which would give people who are investing in this an incentive to continue doing so.
Yeah, right. You got to do that if you want to hurry up the process. But second, you're going to have to give those transmission corridors to move that power out of the central part of the United States to the coast.
Right. And what about the decentralization of this? I mean, what about individual homeowners?
Homeowners on what?
Being able to generate their own wind or electric power.
Oh, I love it. I think that's good stuff.
Okay, so you would embrace the German model for doing that?
I would, and you haven't said anything about it, but I'm also for drilling in the outer continental shelf.
Yeah, I know you are.
Well, I am an Anwar. Listen, I want anything that's going to reduce that foreign oil.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. And, you know, we can agree to disagree on that one, but, I get your point. And if you can make some money doing it, and it's the best thing for the country, I'm all in favor of it. T. Boone Pickens.
Okay, good deal. Very good.
BoonePickens.com. Thank you so much for being with us, sir. Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program on Air America Radio. Interesting. How do we solve our energy problems in this country? I'll tell you about the German system when we come back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Randy Rose at noon. Jeff Perry is at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people. About Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it, but we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. Currently, the majority of our business consists of mortgage purchase transactions. However, we still offer the best rates and the lowest fees to refinance mortgages. Do you have an ARM that is set to expire? Do you want to shorten the term of your existing mortgage without increasing your payment? Do you want to consolidate debt into your mortgage? We can still go up to 95% cash out to pay off existing debts. Rates are still very low, and there are still many programs available to qualified borrowers. Now is the time to act. Rates are starting to rise, home values are declining, and loan guidelines are becoming more difficult every day due to the housing crisis. Many of the programs we can offer today may not be available in the near future. So call us today for a no-obligation mortgage consultation. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
From all of us at 76 Mortgage, thank you for supporting 1480.
Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon, Steve. Wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. But you're driving me crazy with this 5 to 9 thing.
Just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
So call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Tell me what was ever really special about me all this time. But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we go.
Welcome back to the Real Free Speech Zone. Tom Hartman radio program, 21 minutes past the hour. Well, I think it's a start. If cranky old billionaires who have done insane things in their lives, like funding the Swift Boats veterans, decide that they can make some money on clean energy. Frankly, it seems to me like that's a good thing for the United States. We, at a certain point, we have to say, okay, we're going to take off our partisan hat and put on our American hat for a moment. And I was particularly pleased to hear him say that he would endorse the German program, although I don't know if that was just a throwaway line. But frankly, this is the direction, the German program, I think, is the direction, and a variation of the Danish program is the direction that we really, in my humble opinion, need to be going. Germany has less sunlight than we do here in the Pacific Northwest. They have less sunlight than cloudy Michigan. Right? I lived in Germany for a year. I remember during the fall or the spring? I forget which season it was, but there we went 93 days, as I recall, without once seeing the sun. On the radio, on the local radio station, they were counting down the days. How long since the sun has even cracked through once? And yet, even at that, there's enough sunlight making it through those clouds to create solar power. And Germany was looking at a situation where they had a couple of nuclear power plants, and I actually flew into Germany on my birthday, on May 7th, 1986, as Chernobyl was melting down. And as I recall, I'd have to go back and check the exact dates, but it was within a couple of days. And in fact, I remember walking around in Frankfurt after I got off the plane, and the street was empty. The streets of Frankfurt was deserted because it was raining, and the clouds had Chernobyl dust in them, and nobody wanted to get it on them. I mean, and radioactivity rained down the country. The year that we lived there, we carried a Geiger counter with us. You go into the supermarket, and there were certain areas you could walk by. I remember in particular the apricots and the almonds. You walk by those things, and the Geiger counter was just there going brrrr, like that. And people would walk around out in the woods, you know, and occasionally you'd find hot spots. So anyhow, the Germans are very sensitive about nuclear power, and they're saying, you know, we've got a couple of nukes, but we really don't want any more. So what do we do? So they put together a program where the government says to the banks, you will loan money to people. You'll give people a mortgage based on the value of their house to put solar on their house. The loan term can be up to 10 years. Actually, it can be up to 20 years, but the typical loan is 10 years. And the terms, it has to be at 1% below prime. So in Germany, that's like around a 3.5. I think it's around a 3.5 percent, or maybe it's a 2.5 percent loan rate. So it's a very low interest loan. And then at the same time, they say to the power companies, okay, that $1 billion that you were going to use to build a new nuclear power plant, instead you're going to use that money to buy electricity back from homeowners at 65 cents a kilowatt hour, at a substantial markup over what you're selling electricity to them for. So the homeowners during the period, during that 10 or 20 year period of time that they've got the mortgage, they're selling electricity back to the local power grid or back into the national power grid at a rate that generates enough money for them that they can pay off the mortgage on the PV systems, the photovoltaic system on their roof. And it costs them essentially zero. When the mortgage is paid off, they now own the system. And at that point, the utility only buys electricity from them at the prevailing rate, at the rate that they sell it as well. And by doing this, now you take a train across Germany and you look up at the south slopes. So you take a train east-west across the country and you look up at the south slopes and you see all of these solar panels. I mean, it's like maybe a third of the house. It seems like, I don't know the exact number now, but 20, 30, some huge percentage of the country. And this is just like in the last decade, has gone solar. And the country as a whole has not had to build two new nuclear power plants. And the really great thing about this is that it distributes the power at a local level. I get very nervous hearing people say, yeah, we need lots of transmission lines and centralized power. By the way, I'm going to own it. You know, I think as a starting point, it's great that somebody like T. Boone Pickens is talking about this because it'll get the attention of the Republicans. It makes it irrefutable to the Republicans. But we need to take it a step farther. And we need to say this needs to be working in a way that communities can generate their own electricity, that they don't have to depend on billionaires trying to become multi-billionaires. And the idea of hybrid gas electric cars, mostly electric cars, or entirely electric cars. You know, let's go to Chevy, to General Motors, and say, you want to make the Volt? here, you know, we're going to do a project like in World War II where we made tanks. We're going to make sure that you can do it, and you can do it at a small but predictable profit, so there's no risk for you. Go ahead and make the vault. Let's start selling these things. Let's do it tomorrow. We could do, we did that in World War II with tanks. We could do it right now with electric cars. This is, as Pickens said, a national emergency. Let's call it that. Let's act like it is. And do it beyond just, oh, hey, let's have some huge windmills. I mean, that's a start. But it's just a start. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The suspect in Tennessee, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Knoxville, Tennessee, says the man accused of the deadly shooting at a local church wrote a letter about his hatred of liberal causes.
He indicated also in that letter that he expected to be in there shooting people until the police arrived, and he fully expected to be killed by the responding police.
Two people were killed. The church supports civil rights and gay rights. James Soares is facing charges in Rhode Island of killing his parents. This is State Police Major Stephen O'Donnell.
We allege that the defendant, James Soares, after killing his mother and father, he dragged them to the septic tank and disposed of them there. We have recovered a murder weapon, and our investigation continues.
Little relief is expected as crews try to control a wildfire near California's Yosemite National Park. 12 homes have been destroyed. Delta says passengers on a New York to Las Vegas flight have been offered refunds and other travel arrangements. Delta says they were stuck on the grounded plane for 5 hours because of bad weather in New York. The Dow is down 160 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
When I first heard about the technology of remote access, I thought, that's a great idea. Well, in my opinion, GoToMyPC is the best way to remotely access your PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. GoToMyPC is easy to set up, it's easy to use, and it has the fastest connection speed. So with GoToMyPC, what you can do is work from your office PC anywhere that you are, as long as there's an internet connection. It's like you're sitting right there. You can access everything, your programs, your files. You can transfer files, folders, do anything, even print your documents from your PC to any of your printers. Use GoToMyPC to work from home, while traveling, anywhere, anytime, without missing a beat. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I use GoToMyPC all the time, and it's terrific. It is a lifesaver. Now, if you want to try GoToMyPC, you can do it free. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. The offer is only available if you use the promo code ROADS, but all you need to do is visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember, use promo code ROADS for the 45 free days. GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code ROADS.
The Jeff Farias Show.
The media's position on this thing. How dare we question John McCain? Apparently, we can't talk about John McCain's age. Can't talk about his medical records. Can't talk about his military service. Can't talk about his wife. We can't talk about the Keating Five, because that's ancient history. We can't talk about his constantly evolving positions.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Coming up this weekend, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin with our affiliate station, The Mike 92.1. I'll be speaking Saturday at the Nonstop Radio Symposium in the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center, 1919 Alliant Energy Center Way. You can get more information at nonstopradio.com. So, strange things going on out there in the world. Actually, New York City. This is two New York stories that hopefully have nothing to do with each other. The first is a naked city. Some folks are stripping down to escape the scorching summer temperatures, but others aren't waiting until they hit the area's clothing optional beaches. The au natural look is catching on at city restaurants, a midtown yoga club, and even a stand-up comedy joint. This is an article by Adam Nichols in the New York Post. We're just more comfortable nude, said John Ordover, who rents city eateries for dinner parties with a strict dress code, no clothes allowed. And it goes on about, you know, how wonderful this is. Okay, so that's story number one. Here's story number two. This is just down the road in the South Street Seaport. A mystery odor wafting through the Seaport's residential neighborhood over the past few weeks has restaurants reeling, homeowners gagging, and tourists left holding their noses. It's disgusting, like a rotten fish left out on the sidewalk for a year, said Venzanzio Pasublo, 33, owner of Il Brigante, a restaurant on Front Street. With the Fulton Fish Market long gone, theories abound on the origin of the odor. Some think it's illegal dumping. Others point their fingers at the Waterfall Art Project. One person insists it's the preserved corpses on display at Bodies, the exhibition nearby. Locals describe the smell as dead rat, stinky cheese, raw sewage. No fun. So the South Street Stinkport, as the New York Post refers to it. 36 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Howard in San Luis Obispo. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've been listening to you and Mr. Pickens' discussion about clean energy.
Yeah.
And I'm very much interested in his proposal. And I'm even more interested in Al Gore's 10-year clean energy program.
I agree.
What I'd like to see is both of these fellows join together and use their money, influence, and political stature. And considering they're a Republican and Democrat, that won't hurt. And also maybe eliminate duplication, because we're talking about billions of dollars of superstructure. What do you think?
Pickens has already said that if Al Gore were the energy secretary in an Obama administration, he would be very, very happy to work with him.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, he's on the record with that. Howard, thanks for the call, and good point. Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Jeff.
I got to mention something about energy before I talk about my main thing, which was the government spending. Right now, the program you're talking about in Germany is driving the U.S. industry. The money is being spent here in the U.S. Nanosolar. Germany bought up the entire first production.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
so
we're, actually.
So it's all our nanosolar. We're producing solar panels that are being sold in Germany.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And actually, Nanosolar, an American company, is now building a plant in Luchenwald, Germany.
Uh-huh.
So it's a German. We're losing our this part of the market here because they're building it over there. I mean, it's great that it's being done.
Right.
You know, U.S.
Right.
companies are getting money, but it'd be nice if we had the panels here. A lot of us can't buy some of these panels because they're being sold over in Germany.
Well, it's just like Vespa. You know, the Danish company, largest manufacturer of windmills in the world, is building a factory in Colorado right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see a market in the U.S. for windmills.
But
probably
really
Mr. Pickens.
Yeah, this earlier caller calling about the, you know, he doesn't want to spend the money on somebody else's health insurance. If, you know.
Yeah, the guy who says he's making more than $250,000 a year, but he's running it all through an sub-S-corp, which leaves me scratching my head. At that point, you know, he really should have a C-corp, and I think that the guy was blowing smoke at us. But nonetheless.
Well, first of all, about government spending.
Yeah.
I mean, Republicans have spent much more than Dems. Low taxes are an illusion, because if you spend the money, you still owe it.
That's right.
So somebody's going to have to pay, and if we don't pay now, we're probably going to pay much more later.
Yeah, well, and Bush is leaving us. Bush just issued his budget with a $482 billion deficit. And that, by the way, Congress had required that this budget this year, the 2009 budget, had to have in it the cost of the war, and Bush left them out. So it's really going to be like a $500 or $600 billion, $550, $600, $650 billion deficit that Bush is leaving.
And that deficit probably doesn't include what's being borrowed from Social Security. We have many times a Bush.
That's another $200-300 billion.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, every time someone complains they don't want to contribute to pay for the health insurance or the general welfare of all of us, I come back and say, okay, here's all the government spending, present spending I don't support. I don't like paying for baseball stadiums and football stadiums I never use. I don't like paying for highways before paying for mass transit. Don't like the subsidies we're paying for logging companies and mining and oil wells and dams. Or for nuclear weapons or prison system I don't believe in. I could go, and illegal wars and border fences that could drive animals toward extinction. Mm. Most of the government spending I don't support. But,
yeah.
You know, the thing is we have to contribute as the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have to get active and involved in the political process so that we can make sure that the things that we do support are the things that are being funded, and the things that we don't support aren't getting funded.
Exactly. So. I hear people complain to each other all the time, and a simple question I ask. When was the last time you told your representative or your city council person or congressperson?
Yeah.
And most can't answer that. Well,
that's
they
right.
They never.
That's right. People think voting is enough, and voting isn't enough in a democracy. I'd even take it a step beyond that, Jeff, and ask, when was the last time you showed up at a local meeting of the Republican, Democratic, Green, whatever, name the party, a local political function?
And you can show up, actually, your congressperson's office. Last time I did that, they ended up giving us much more time than we asked for. And
that's
we got
great.
To really discuss things.
That's great. That's great. Jeff, thanks a lot for the call and for your ongoing activism there in Denver. Jeff, I believe that's the same Jeff that I profiled in my book, Screwed, who's just doing some great political work out there. Dan in San Diego. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Oh, yeah. I called to talk about Monica Goodling, but I just wanted to add something to what that last caller said. And for the life of me, every time you hear the Democrats are going to raise your taxes, I don't know why the Democrats don't fire back that Bush has already raised our taxes, you know, with all that spending.
Yeah, dramatically.
Yeah. So, but Monica Goodlin, where, you know, the story how she rejected an inexperienced career terrorism prosecutor because his wife was a Democrat, and it's the height of hypocrisy.
He wasn't inexperienced, he was experienced.
Yeah,
that she rejected.
And it's the height of hypocrisy. I mean, the administration, how many times were they out there, you know, claiming to be tough on terror, and then they preach meritocracy, and this is hypocrisy. I mean, this just flies in the face of those claims that they're making.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's the thing, Dan, is that these guys, A, they're inconsistent, B, you know, they talk a good line, but it's not unlike The same thing that we're seeing. I should grab this Harry Truman clip. He used to love to go off on Republicans for this. We're seeing this right now here in Oregon with Gordon Smith, the Republican senator. They're seeing the same thing in Minnesota with Norm Coleman, the Republican senator. You know, they vote right down the line, 90-95% with Bush year after year after year, and then election year comes along, and all of a sudden they're moderates.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're independents. All of a sudden they're talking a whole different line. Dan, thanks for the call. I got to move along here, but it's enough already. Pamela in Durban, Michigan. Hey, Pamela.
Hi. What's talking up? About T. Boone Pickens.
Yes.
And you've undoubtedly seen his commercial. Well, toward the end of the commercial is a solar tracker, which a lot of Americans are not familiar with. That particular solar tracker is manufactured by my son-in-law's company in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It seems very odd that these are being sold all over the world, not only by his company, but others, you know, Spain, Japan, China, Canada, and yet here in the United States, nobody seems to be aware of this.
What is a solar tracker?
A solar tracker is, if you've seen the thing, a tracker, unlike a solar panel, which is stable, a tracker, and Ron's company, they're called azimuth trackers. They follow the sun.
Oh, I see.
And so
it's a
rotate.
Solar panel that, like a flower, moves as the sun moves.
Yes, and they can increase energy production from 33% to 44%, depending on where you live.
Makes sense. Yeah, the farther north you are, the more.
But nobody knows about this here in the U.S. They've got them. All these other nations in the world are very aware.
Yeah, well, that's because all these other nations have been encouraging and building out their alternative energy infrastructure, and we're not. Pamela,
that's
real
right.
Quickly, can you give me a website for your son's?
Yes, wattsun.com, W-A-T-T-S-U-N. .com.
Great. Thanks a lot,
Pamela.
And
there's a YouTube thing on there that shows how these function, so that might help. But he also, you can see all these places, you know, if you go through several of the pages, you can see all the places that...
Pamela, I got to move along, but thank you very much, and I'm glad you got that out there. Let's see here. In Mill Valley, California, I'm sorry, I've lost your name off the screen.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John. We've got a minute here before the break. What's up?
Okay, a couple of quick points about T. Boone Pickens, and I noticed that he was referring to centralizing or making reference to centralizing the grid lines in Texas and in the South.
Well, he goes from Texas all the way up to the Canadian border. If you look at a map of wind power in the United States, there's this area that runs right down the east side of the Rockies where there's just an enormous amount of wind power as a result of wind coming down off the mountains.
Oh, I see. So it's a great resource for wind.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to just say, just to refer back to the smartest men in the room, you know, in the Enron thing where they took over the grid, it's important not to let the fox in the hen house too much.
Yeah, and that's where I was saying, you know, I'm all in favor of cranky billionaires making money on wind power and making more money on wind power. You know, I don't have a problem with it, but I want to make sure that at the end of the day, our energy fate is in the hands of the democracy, not the billionaires.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, and that means, in my opinion, that means having at least as much focus on local power system, local power generation, solar panels in individual homes and communities as it does on these giant wind farms. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. Visit us on the web at hartmanradio.com. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
843-TEST.
The best downtown Sunday brunch is right in the Arizona Center at 1130 The Restaurant. Before the movie or after church, head over to 455 North 3rd Street, where the parking is free and the Wi-Fi is too. 1130 The Restaurant has the best brunch menu in town with just the perfect atmosphere for family, food, and fun. Bring the choir and come on down for Sunday brunch at 1130 The Restaurant. And now Saturdays are brunch menu days too.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say it, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Pivere dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
The U-Haul International Corporation is looking for a few good men and women to join the U-Haul family. If you're looking for an exciting career and want to work for a progressive thinking company that knows how to give back to the community, then you want to work for the U-Haul International Corporation. With locations nationwide, this could be your opportunity to relocate and still work for a Phoenix-based corporation. For more information on careers with the U-Haul International Corporation, please visit them online at uhaul.com.
A few weeks back, I knew I couldn't wait any longer to replace the worn and wobbling tires on the SUV I'd purchased 3 years ago. I remembered hearing Community Tires ads on 1480, so using the sponsor directory, I called. Within minutes, I had all the product and pricing information I was looking for, but I also checked out the competition. One company had similar products and prices, but with the additional fees, their total cost was higher. Another store had some lower prices, but selection was limited, so I chose to use Community Tire. The customer and service areas were neat and clean. The attention I got was immediate, with no surprises. They were truly professional. My name is Hank, a 1480 listener with this unsolicited true story. I sincerely recommend calling Community Tire for all your tire needs.
Hi, I'm Howard, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service. Call us at 602-569-4930 or log on to CommunityTireAZ.com. That's CommunityTireAZ.com. At Community Tire and Auto Service, honesty is our policy. Please call 602-569-4930.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
And by the way, not only will I be in Madison this weekend, but on August 16th, I'll be in Seattle with AM 1090, Talk 1090, KPTK. We'll be at the 6:30, 7:30 p.m. at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. That's Saturday night, a week from Saturday. And, of course, I'll be at the Radio Row, both the Democratic and Republican conventions, with our affiliates AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Voice in Denver, and in Minneapolis on AM 950, KTNF, the Voice of Minnesota. So, Tom Ridge, you may recall, said the Bush administration periodically put the USA on high alert for terrorist attacks, even though, this is the story, I'm sorry, this is from USA Today. The Bush administration periodically put the USA on high alert for terrorist attacks, even though then Homeland Security's chief Tom Ridge argued there was only flimsy evidence to justify raising the threat level. Ridge said he often disagreed with administration officials who wanted to elevate the threat level to orange or high risk of terrorist attack, but it was overruled. And then there's a quote from Ridge. He says, more often than not, we were the least inclined to raise it. Sometimes we disagreed with the intelligence assessments. Sometimes we even thought if the intelligence was good, you don't necessarily put the country on alert. There were times when some people were really aggressive about raising it, and we said, for what? And, of course, if you go back and look at when they raised the terror threats, it always was the day after John Kerry got some good news. and this as we were coming up into the campaign. So it's, you know, it's pretty obvious that the Department of Homeland Security was being used as another political arm of the Bush administration for the reelection of George Bush. And even at that, they had to steal a vote in Ohio. So now comes the news. Pierre Thomas reporting for ABC News today. Government officials have been quietly stepping up counterterror efforts. This is what the Department of Homeland Security is quietly declaring a period of heightened alert, or POHA, a P-O-H-A. It's going to run roughly from this August through July of next year. Will they be scaring us again?
Be afraid. September the 11th. We saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. The evil terrorists. Danger. Doomed killers. Be afraid. The world will drift toward tragedy.
Yeah, okay, George. Back in the box, George. 866-303-2270. Our number, Jeff in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tom. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks.
This whole thing about government being able to be used for good that T. Boone Pickens is talking about is really long overdue. I don't exactly trust his motives, but I really like that he's willing to go there, and I think if more conservatives come over to that side, they'll understand that liberalism actually can improve society.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You had a caller, last hour that claimed to be independent, but he didn't seem to understand what independence really means. I mean, you know, we want to be independent and free and all this stuff, but we also have needs. You know, we got to deliver the mail, so the post office does a great job. And you know, he trashed the post office a little bit without, you know, really thinking about it. But I want to remind people, it's a quasi-government agency. It has to pay its bills, and every once in a while it doesn't. Like now, when the business activity is contracting, what do? We, the people and Congress, get together and try to find ways to improve it. You can't do that with Exxon. You can't do that with a health insurance company. You can't do that with Blackwater. And that's why these guys shouldn't be in charge.
Yep, absolutely. Brilliantly said, Jeff. Thank you very much. Perfect. Perfect statement. David in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, David.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. I have a question. I guess, you know, according to the shock doctrine, you know, the free market should be able to play themselves out without any government regulation or anything, you know, price controls. With the current gas prices and oil prices, with the Republicans calling for action as far as drilling, is that something that's just an election year fraud, or they just know that it's not going to matter? You know, they just want the markets to play itself out.
You know, I'm guessing this is one of the reasons that T. Boone Pickens is all in favor of it, is that, you know, they've got 10,000 leases on more than 60 million acres of public land. I mean, leases where they've already said, okay, we found some oil here, we would like a license to drill. Over 10,000 of those leases have already been issued. They're paying for it. I mean, they're just paying pennies a year, you know, on these things, but they're paying to hold on to this stuff because it's money in the bank.
Yeah,
and they want more. They want a whole lot more.
Yeah, and is this part of the shock doctrine, too, as far as, like, getting Americans used to paying $4 a gallon gas? I heard on CNN, there's relief at the pumps because gas prices went down 12 cents a gallon in the last two weeks.
Right, yeah. I expect that we're going to see gas prices dropping a fair amount more between now and Election Day. This is the Republicans' last chance to, you know, pull the fat out of the fire, as it were. Thanks a lot for the call. Ray in Chicago. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Tom. One of the big Republican myths has been that we haven't built a new oil refinery in 30 years. You know, we hear that over and over from McCain on down. Oh, we haven't built a new refinery since the 70s.
Well, we've built massive amounts of refinery capacity.
Exactly. For example, we have an Amoco oil refinery here in Indiana. It's now owned by British Petroleum. They're spending billions of dollars on expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually prefer to expand, you know, the existing site.
It's cheaper and easier. They've already got the infrastructure. They've already got the transportation systems into and out of it. It's already in an area. They've already done all the zoning stuff. They've dealt with all those issues. They've already got the oil coming into it.
Okay.
There are a lot of limits on where you can build a refinery anyway, because it's got to be someplace where you can easily get oil into it. Refineries consume enormous amounts of oil by definition.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so you can't just, like, build a refinery in Butte, Montana and say, hey, let's put a refinery here.
Right.
You know, it's you know, where are you going to get the oil? What, are you going to run 5,000, you know, 18-wheelers every hour into the, you know, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah. Good point, Ray. Thanks a lot for the call, and well said. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Morano, speaking of oil, Mark Morano, the communications director for James Inhofe's staff in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, is going to, we're going to have a conversation about global warming. What a surprise. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Let your members of Congress know and the Senate know what you're thinking today. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Are you tired of feeling helpless against the power of greedy corporatocracy? Are you sick of gas companies making record profits off you and credit card companies charging you interest rates that in better times would have been considered usury? Like most Americans, your bills are probably keeping you awake at night and from saving for your future. Borrowing against the precious equity in your home is simply a strategy employed by those who would love to keep you forever financially enslaved. So are you ready for a clean slate? Well, Clean Slate Unlimited has established a highly effective debt settlement program, which may be your best option. They can reduce your unsecured debt by up to 70% and have you debt-free in as little as 12 months with easy monthly payments that fit your budget. If you have more than $7,000 in medical, credit card, or other debt, call 888-SLATE-90. That's 888-752-8390. Don't be a casualty of the war on the middle class. Get a clean slate. Log on to yourcleanslate.com or call 888-752-8390 now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A note indicates he was frustrated and angry. The people of Knoxville, Tennessee want to know whether that is what prompted a deadly church shooting. A suspect identified as Jim Atkinson faces first-degree murder charges. Police Chief Sterling Owen says quick thinking by members of the congregation kept the shootings from being even worse.
Were it not by the hasty actions of some of the other people in the sanctuary, there may have been more fatalities, so we need to all be thankful for that.
Two people were killed. Seven others were wounded. A Rhode Island man is being held without bail after being accused of killing his parents with a garden hoe. State Police spokesman Steve O'Donnell.
Based on a complaint filed in the Rhode Island District Court charging with murder, based on locating the bodies of his parents in a septic tank cesspool behind the home.
Authorities say James Soas killed his parents on July 9th. Police found the bodies over the weekend. At least a dozen homes have been destroyed near Yosemite National Park in California in a wildfire. This woman at the Yosemite Bug Hostel describes the conditions.
It's a little hazy here and ashy here. But other than that, we've only lost about two-thirds of our guests due to canceling, but people are still coming to stay with us.
She's in the town of Mid Pines, where people living in almost 200 homes have been told to get out. Barack Obama turns his attention to the economy today in a forum involving economic advisors. Before going into the closed-door session, Obama said more needs to be done.
I believe we need a second round of economic stimulus.
Meanwhile, John McCain plans to talk about the importance of offshore oil drilling in an appearance in California today.
Earlier today, he had a spot of skin removed from his right cheek. His spokesman says the spot was removed as a precaution. McCain has a history of melanoma. He's had several other spots removed from his face. On Wall Street at this hour, a sharp downturn. The Dow is now down by almost 200 points. This is AP Radio News. Conservative columnist Bob Novak has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. The AP's Glenn Johnson explains how it was discovered.
Over the weekend, he came for a family outing on Cape Cod, and while he was there, he fell ill. A family